Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Fable Distortions, Potato Sack Princess. No actual potato sacks were used or needlessly destroyed in the making of this drama, although we all enjoy a good French fry.
Once upon a time, there was three pretty little girls who liked to set their daddy's eyes to sparkle.
My, but ain't you pretty.
Now, it's a custom in their parts that once the girls got to be a certain age, they was to declare the depth of their love for their pa.
I've been waiting for this day all my life.
So the first girl stepped up.
My name is Ruby May.
Pleased to meet you.
Can I speak now?
Go right ahead.
Well, Daddy, I love you more than life.
Now that there was an answer I can cling to, Ruby.
I thought you'd like it.
That one turned my insides to jelly. I swear for a fact it did.
Then came the second daughter.
Folks call me Lula Bell.
Go ahead, darling. Say what's on your mind.
I love you as much as the world.
Did you hear that?
For a fact, I did.
How much you expect the world is worth? And she says that's how much she loves me. I must be pretty good old boy for my darling daughters to take on so.
But there was one more girl.
Folks call me Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann was more of an artsy type.
It's amazing what sort of fashions you can create with potato sacks and baling twine. Tain't specially colorful, but highly functional.
So, Ruth Ann, tell your darling daddy how much you love him.
Papa, I love you like meat needs salt.
I'm serious now. Tell me how much you love me.
I did, Pa. I can't say it more clearly than that.
Like meat needs salt?
Yeah, Pa.
Well, now that's just disrespectful. I tell you, I am hurting. Deep down inside, it hurts me, Ruth Ann.
But, Pa.
Your older sister, Lula Bell, loves me like the world. And your older sister, Ruby May, loves me more than life. And all you can come up with is salt? Shoot, cows take on salt. We use it on our grits. That ain't love, little girl. That's enough disrespect for me to send you and your potato sack dresses out into the swamp. For a certain, you ain't welcome here no more.
Pa, you don't understand.
Life, world, and salt. I can tell who loves me most. It's time to take your leave, Ruth Ann.
And as sad as it was, Ruth Ann grabbed her potato sacks and some other fashion she'd been working on and left her daddy's home.
Can't believe you chew salt.
A crying shame is what it was. Now who's gonna sing in our trio? Sure enough, it ain't gonna be Pa. He's a bit like a bullfrog what's just been run over by a truck. Our dream of being a touring group is all but gone now. Okay, then. I'll miss you, too.
Well, you made your broth. Go stew in it.
Ruth Ann walked about as far as she could, dragging a steamer trunk filled with potato sack clothes, as well as some other clothing she could be convinced to wear on special occasions.
Like my pleated full-length gingham special ball dress with ribbed collar and charm accessories. I'm comfortable in my potato sacks.
My, but don't you look homely.
Honestly, it's a new fashion trend, sir.
Makes me hungry for mashed potatoes, it does.
But...
And pot roast with roasted carrots.
Sounds real nice, but...
And rich brown gravy.
I can understand your...
And cheddar biscuits with a side of sweet corn on the cob. Oh. Well now, you had something to say?
Are you sure you're finished, sir?
Absolutely.
As I was saying...
You know what's missing?
What's that, sir?
Sweet tea and watermelon. Or if that's not in season, some sweet potato pie. Mmm! You know, I'm still waiting to find out what you're doing on my porch. You sure are a quiet thing.
In time...
Between interruptions...
Ruth Ann was able to land a job working for the plantation
I'm
owner.
I'm sure there's dishes to be done in the kitchen. Start there, Missy. I gotta go check on something that requires the use of a horse.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to a hoedown, going to a hoedown.
Hoedown?
Oh, that's right. You're new here. There's a hoedown tonight, and all the folks from hereabout come on out and dance like they stepped on something painful.
I've never been to a hoedown.
Well, you can come if you have all the dishes done, but I'm not sure if gunny sacks are entirely prized by the menfolk, unless there's spuds inside.
But I've even made a hat from the sacks.
Yeah, I see your burlap beanie. Just not sure how folks will take it.
Oh, I see.
That night, all the folks from throughout the swamp came to dance.
Woo-hoo! Yeehaw!
Oh, Paul, how am I ever supposed to meet a girl?
Oh, Bobby Joe, there's plenty of girls out here tonight.
Yeah, but they're all girls I've seen before, and none of them.
What's wrong there, boy? Cat got your tongue?
Well, hello, care to dance?
That would be just lovely.
Bobby Joe and Ruth Ann danced and danced. For you see, Ruth Ann did have some other fashions she had worn them for this occasion. However, when she saw the dishes being gathered to take to the kitchen, she excused herself quickly.
But wait, who are you?
I tell you, Ruth Ann, you missed out on a special hoedown.
Really?
It seems that the boss's son, Bobby Joe, found a girl he likes, but she left before he got her name.
What did she look like?
Well, I saw her. Let's see. She had blonde hair, about your shade. She was your build and height. She even looked kind of like you.
Oh!
Oh, coincidence, I suppose.
Yeah, that must be it.
Bobby Joe was so taken with the girl of his dreams that he tossed another full-fledged shindig the next night where he could dance again with Ruth Ann. However, once more, he forgot to find out who she was before she left.
What is wrong with me?
The third night, Bobby Joe wanted to make sure his dance partner knew he was serious.
You are the prettiest thing I think I have ever seen. And I think we ought to get hitched. Here's a ring. It was my mama's. What you say?
Well, my goodness.
In that moment, Ruth forgot about the ring and ran to get back in her potato sack dress because she needed to be in the kitchen before the dishes came in. The next morning, word reached the kitchen that Bobby Joe had taken sick.
He's feverish and plumb out of his gourd.
This can't be good.
Why are you taking on so?
In the moments that followed, Ruth Ann told Rita Sue that she was the one who had danced with Bobby Joe, and how her sisters Ruby May and Lula Belle had been left behind because of a misunderstanding with her daddy, who, by the way, was the only one in the cast with only one name.
Do you know how to make soup, girl?
Indeed I do.
Well, then you get to making some soup, and then you slip that ring Bobby Joe gave you in the broth, and I'll take it to him.
And that's just what happened.
If that don't beat all. First I get sick cause my gal left without giving me an answer, and then I nearly chip a tooth on this here. My ring. I found my ring in my soup. How did the ring wind up in the soup? Wait. Is my little darling Rita Sue the cook? Maybe we should get more lights outside. I mean, Rita's got to be older than my pa.
I'm right here in the room, Bobby Joe.
Oh, I said all that out loud? Must be the fever.
Mm-hmm.
So, was it you, Rita Sue?
No, Bobby Joe. It was me.
The potato sack girl?
I'm willing to admit now that it's a fashion trend whose time has not yet come.
It seemed all I could notice was your potato sack shoes.
They're slippers.
Do they fit?
Just right.
And in a mad rush to wrap up this story, Bobby Joe and Ruth Ann were married. Ruby May and Lula Belle came to the wedding with their daddy.
I still can't believe she loves me like salt.
Do you want to get hitched to her?
Yep.
And you to him?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's about all I got. You can kiss each other if you like and move on to that happily ever after thing.
Papa, I'm glad you came.
At least now I know who you love.
How can I make him understand? Papa, I want you to try this soup I made.
That's entirely too awful for words, and that's being kind.
Now try this soup.
Mmm, this is good.
You know what the difference is, Papa?
One's awful and the other ain't.
No, the second one has salt. I was trying to tell you I love you, because like salt on meat, you give my life flavor. And I don't want to miss out on that, Daddy.
So you love me, little girl?
Of course I do, Pa. I never stopped loving you.
Well, that's good, because I've been acting the fool for some time now.
Maybe next time, you could just ask a few questions before disowning a girl.
You've been listening to Fable Distortion's Potato Sack Princess, featuring the Fable Distortion players. Tom Chalker as Daddy, Delvin Kinzer as Narrator and Bobby Joe, Katie Daynard as Ruth Ann Lulabell, and Glenn Haskell as the opening announcer, preacher, and plantation owner. Along with special guest Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Ruby May and Rita Sue. Fable Distortion's Potato Sack Princess was written, mixed, and produced by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tattersack. Theme music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Webmaster, April Sadowski, and art director, Jason Anderson. If this drama seems similar to the story of Cinderella, you guessed correctly. But the actual story was based on another lesser-known fable called Cattle Rushes that contained many of the same elements but allowed everyone to reconcile in the end. And we think that makes for a happier ending. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Delvin Kinzer. This is an original production of Misfits Audio, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
And now, thoughts from the kitchen with Ruby May.
Sometimes biscuits and gravy confuse me because, you know what, all you do when you make biscuits is you put in flour and milk and lard. And then, you know, to make gravy, you use lard and milk and flour, only it's the same stuff. So really you're just kind of making bread with underdone bread on top, ain't it?
Isn't that redundant?
Or I'd say it was redundant if I really knew what redundant meant.